This is KVNF's regional newscast for Wednesday, May 26, 2021. I'm Gavin Dahl. Journalist and former Telluride resident Dan Fenster was detained Monday by Burmese authorities at the Yangon International Airport, where he was about to board a flight to the U.S. The Telluride Daily Planet reports Fenster is the managing editor of an independent Myanmar magazine called Frontier Myanmar in the city of Yangon. Since the country's military coup on February 1st following their nation's elections, the ruling junta has cracked down on the media and arrested approximately 80 reporters, including half who remain in detention. Fenster is the first American journalist to be detained by the military, bringing the total number of foreign journalists detained since the coup to 3. A Polish freelancer was arrested while covering a pro-democracy demonstration in March, while a Japanese freelancer was detained in April, reporting on the ongoing civil unrest. Both were subsequently deported from the country. The senior Southeast Asia representative for the Committee to Protect Journalists has called for Fenster's immediate release. Fenster last lived in Telluride 10 years ago. Colorado Parks and Wildlife have been transferring fish to Schweitzer Lake State Park from other bodies of water. The Montrose Press reports largemouth bass from Confluence Lake in Delta, as well as bluegill from Hallenbeck Reservoir in Grand Junction, will join the lake's green sunfish, black bullhead, and common carp. The transfer took years of planning that included getting multiple organizations to sign off on a new lake management plan. CPW belongs to the Colorado River Endangered Fish Recovery Program, along with other state and federal agencies working in the Colorado River Basin. Adding largemouth bass and bluegill was identified as a way to create a more desirable warm water fishery that's compatible with native species in the rivers. Fishing at Schweitzer is catch and release only. Last Thursday at the trustee meeting, the town of Cedar Edge, the Cedar Edge Golf Club, and golf pro Ira Kramer were acquitted of accusations made against them by Bob Page of Partners Mentoring Youth. The dispute stems from a golf tournament last year when a golfer got a hole-in-one on the course, later found to be mismeasured. The Delta County Independent reports golf pro Ira Kramer was responsible for certifying the legitimacy of the shot. After measuring, Kramer refused to confirm it, leading to an insurance denial for the funds and causing Partners to have to pay out of pocket for the hole-in-one. Meanwhile, Cedar Edge trustees made a surprise choice of their new municipal judge. In a vote that was initially a tie, the trustees chose Bruce Joss over Lynn French, the current magistrate, who many saw as a shoo-in. The Delta County Independent reports the trustees based their vote primarily on the interview process, where they noted Joss interviewed well and was reportedly most up-to-date on current legal matters. And the city of Grand Junction hosted a listening session last week, giving the public a chance to offer input on the forthcoming retail marijuana regulations in the city. Industry experts and local residents weighed in to offer viewpoints and experiences from other municipalities. The Grand Junction Sentinel reports the senior city planner, Lance Gloss, is hosting 6 more listening sessions in preparation for drafting regulations based on research and public input to send to city council over the next several months. The Montrose Regional Library District is planning to reopen with additional hours at 2 branches next week, and they're seeking volunteers to represent the community on the library board as a trustee. Letters of interest, including qualifications, must be dropped off in person at the Montrose or Naderita locations by 2 p.m. this Friday, marked Attention Library Director. I got this update from Montrose Library Board President Leanne Riddock.
We are looking for someone who may have had some previous experience on a nonprofit board. That would be a plus, but not necessary. A trustee would need to be available for a board meeting once a month, be a volunteer on one of our committees. We have PR and advocacy, finance, personnel, facilities, strategic planning, and the Friends of the Library. So it would be important to have an interest in one or more of those areas.
And does the board meet, is it first Mondays, is that right?
Yes, the first Monday of every month, unless there's a holiday. We have our meeting at 3 in the afternoon, but we are flexible enough that we can change it because we do have several members who do work, but they are able to have flexible schedules and attend at that time.
Well, the Montrose Library District has done a great job making patrons feel safe during the pandemic and, of course, protecting your staff and volunteers. You had a 72-hour quarantine on returned materials, but you've kind of ended that, gone back to normal with the return stuff. What's the plan for heading back toward a normal schedule for your Montrose and Naderita branches?
We plan to open time, 7 days a week, beginning the 1st of June, which I think is a Tuesday.
Well, that's big news for fans of the library, and wish you the best of luck with your search for another member of your board. And thanks for all you guys have done to keep kids and others connected during the pandemic.
Thank you very much, Gavin.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis is announcing Colorado Comeback Cash, a new program to incentivize vaccination. The money is nothing to sneeze at, as there's $1 million on the line. Sarah Flower from KSUT and KDUR explains.
Vaccine incentives are becoming a popular approach to encourage those eligible to get their COVID-19 shot. Colorado Comeback Cash is a new program that's partnered with the Colorado Department of Revenue, Colorado Lottery, and Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Comeback Cash is offering $1 million to 5 eligible Coloradans that have started the vaccine process by June 1st. As of today, 58.5% of all eligible Coloradans have received at least one dose, while more than half of the state is fully vaccinated. Colorado Governor Jared Polis says this type of financial incentive has worked in other states by increasing vaccine distribution by double digits. He's hopeful the same will be true for Colorado.
We have seen this kind of drawing work in states like Ohio, where they saw a surge in interest from launching their drawing. And we expect that we'll see the same thing here. All you have to do to enter is get vaccinated. And whether you've been vaccinated once or twice, Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, everybody has that chance of winning this lottery. We are thrilled to be able to put $5 million towards this. We feel it'll have a bigger impact on driving vaccination than if we were running TV ads saying to get vaccinated. And best of all, the benefit goes to 5 lucky Coloradans who did the right thing and protected themselves.
The money will be coming from the CARES Act that Polis says would have otherwise been spent on vaccine advertisements. To be eligible for the $1 million, you must be 18 years of age and older and have at least started your vaccine process. And if you've already been vaccinated, Polis says your information is already included in the CDPHE database for the lottery. The 5 drawings will be held each week, starting on June 4th, with the last drawing being held on July 7th. Polis says that in the coming week or so, those Coloradans ages 12 to 17 will also have an incentive to get vaccinated.
Our team at higher ed is also working on the scholarship piece, and I'm very excited to say that we're very close to 20% of 12 and 17-year-olds have gotten their first dose in our state.
Polis says that anyone that's been vaccinated by Indian Health Services, including the Ute Mountain Ute and Southern Ute Indian tribes, and not through CDPHE, will also be included in the drawing. He says the odds of winning $1 million are 1 in 500,000. I'm Sarah Flower.
That does it for Wednesday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.